Good morning, and welcome to Fort Wayne Feedback, a public affairs program of Sarkis Tarsian Incorporated.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Fort Wayne Feedback. I'm your host today, Carrie Wellman, and we have a couple of guests joining us in the studio. We have Melinda Haynes, who is IPFW's Director of Community Arts Academy. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also Maggie Hunter, who is Assistant Director of Training Outreach in the IPFW Division of Continuing Studies. So welcome to both of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, we're talking today about some of the summer camps and summer programs available through IPFW on IPFW's campus. So it's a kind of a one-stop shop for your kids in their summer camps. Well, first of all, summer camps is you know, they've been around for a long time, but the fact that these combine, I'm sure, a lot of fun, but with education and continuing efforts. How long have they been going on with IPFW?
Oh, goodness. I think
years and years.
Yeah, decades for the Community Arts Academy. Yeah. So Community Arts Academy has year-round programming as well, but the summer camps are, you know, through most of the classes are Monday through Friday. You know, so that's what changes. But I think the summer programming has been going on as long for decades.
For quite a while.
Yeah.
I think in all areas on campus.
Now, do you pair up with different organizations, or is this all strictly IPFW based? And
mostly it's IPFW, you know, staff and faculty who run the camp. Sometimes we have an outside teacher who's a professional in the community, or you know, like in our case, we have professional philharmonic musicians who teach some of our classes.
But for
the most part, these are people who are associated with IPFW on a regular basis.
And some of the camps that we offer, like our summer reading program camps, are in partnership with various organizations, like Appleseed Writing Project is one, and then the Institute of Reading Development. We partner with them for these types of programs. But the rest of them really are IPFW faculty and staff who have a passion for kids and teaching them about all the great stuff that we have to offer.
And I think it's win-win for the parents, because as you mentioned, as we talked about before the show got started, you know, who doesn't know about IPFW, where it's at? It's a great location. And, you know, parents know that their kids are in a great place and learning and experiencing new things. And when we, before we started too, we talked about the age range of the camps available through IPFW. Yeah. And they go from little guys all the way up to the older students.
Pre-kindergarten through grade 12. Yeah. You know, everybody is pre-college.
No, that's true. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
You are pre-K when you're in K.
Yes.
That's awesome. What kinds of summer camps are being offered this year?
Well, let's see. We can start with our athletics camps.
Okay.
We have quite a few things that go on over in the Gates Athletic Centers, and these are taught by our coaches who are, you know, doing our team work and coaching all year round. We've got softball camps that are coming up in July. Those are running every week in July. And, you know, they're going to be doing pitching and catching clinics. And they've got those going, you know, a lot of afternoons.
Okay.
You know, so that's going on. There are also volleyball camps that are going on with
very popular,
with
I'm sure.
And those are the Steve Florio volleyball camps. And then they do a lot of focus on skills and competition clinics. And they kind of have one day low commitment, you know, sort of thing. But there's lots of team focused volleyballs as well. But it's a lot of individual skills that they're working on. And there are also basketball camps. There's the John Kaufman basketball camp, and that is running in June. So starting June 15th, they have individual skills, and they've got skill instruction and contests. And then there are also high school team camps as well. And then there's also girls basketball. So that was boys basketball.
Oh, fabulous.
And then this is the Chris Paul women's basketball camp. And these are in June, starting also June 15th. And so they do team shootouts, and they do team exercises as well as the individual skills. So, and all of those have, you can find out all the information by going to ipfw.edu/summercamps.
That's great.
And on that page, you'll find links to all of these things.
So that's a one-stop shop to find out what you might want to know for your kids.
Exactly. We put all of them, everything we're going to talk about mm-hmm. this morning on that page with links, a little bit of a description, and then if you want more information, mm-hmm. it'll take you out to those very specific web pages. But that way, if you have a child who's one who's really athletic and one who's really artistic and one who's business-minded, you can find something for all of them.
For all of them this summer.
Summer camps page, right.
Well, then let's talk about some of the more artistic camps that are available, and then we'll go on to the academics, because okay. there's an interesting thing I want to talk about, too, that's going on. But art workshops and camps.
Oh, my goodness. There are 39 yeah. different camps.
Get out.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many we have.
Okay, well, obviously we can't list all of them.
But I'll try.
Okay.
Really fast. Because they can kind of be broken down into art, dance, mm-hmm. music, and theater.
Well, there you go.
And, you know, the music camps, we have a piano camp that's going on in June. That's coming up. It's actually almost full. But that's been something new that we've mm-hmm. Offered now. This will be the fourth year where kids come on campus, spend all day really honing their piano skills.
Nice.
It's a wonderful mm-hmm. program for them. And then there's a string camp, which this is the 20th year
yeah.
for the string camp. Marcy Trenacosti does the string camp. And she's usually got 15 or 20 kids, sometimes more, who come in and they're, you know, doing violin and cello and they
nice.
Put on a
they put a concert on and mm-hmm. what they learn yeah. within that 1 week time frame, especially when you get to hear the concert, mm-hmm. is like, oh, these are kids. They're amazing.
Some of them are second grade, you know,
yeah.
first grade.
They're
great. Yeah, yeah. The piano camp is for a slightly older student, like, mm-hmm. you know, age 12, and they put on a recital at the end too, and they also do duets together and things like that. So those are kind of our music camps that are going on. And then on our dance, we have, those are the ones that are still on Saturdays in the summer. That just schedule tends to work better, mm-hmm. but we have a 10-week session that also ends in a recital, and we have pre-dance starting with ages 2 and 3, and that's absolutely adorable.
I bet.
And you know, we have ballet and tap and jazz dance we've mm-hmm. offered. So
okay.
it's for, you know, up to usually about age 12. There are different, you know, mm-hmm. level sessions for those. And then this year, we also have something new that with our company in residence, Mikitadze Dance Theater. They are offering a summer dance intensive for older students, ages 13 and above, and even adult students who have experience in dance. They have their summer intensive, mm-hmm. which kind of drop-in workshops, one in ballet and one in modern. So that's something
wow.
new that we're doing mm-hmm. this summer for the older dance students. Since in the past we've tended to focus on the younger one.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, our dance
theater,
music, theater.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much mm-hmm. going on for theater this summer. And again, it's for all age levels. Starting with the youngest, we have Dramagination, which I know I just learned how to say that.
I love
it's
that.
Exciting. Dramagination and youth drama. These are taught by Gloria Minnick, who's a local professional actress and instructor, and she's wonderful. And the younger kids, they just learn what it's like to be on stage and how to be creative and how to work with mm-hmm. other kids. And youth drama is in a way the same, but for a little older child, and a lot of team building and just experience, you know, doing blocking and mm-hmm. acting and learning a monologue and that sort of thing.
All the components.
Mm-hmm. And they do this in the studio theater on campus. And so they're in a facility that's a real theater. It's like, mm-hmm. wow, I'm stepping on this stage. And the classes don't usually get real big. I mean, they're usually between 6 and 12. It's a nice group. A lot of kids take them repeatedly. And so Gloria will really structure them to the kids who are in it and what their skill level mm-hmm. is, their experience level. So they really get a lot out of that. So those classes go on in the fall and spring as well. But the summer, it's Monday through Friday, you know, and they put on a little performance at the end. and then we have an improv workshop that she's offering.
Ooh,
both
fun.
Kind of a beginning and an advanced improv workshop for kids who are, you know, they've maybe seen the Whose Line Is It? Anyway,
second,
you know, and say, oh,
like
I could do that.
I was going to say, they need one for grown-ups. I'd love to do that.
Well, you know, and it's a great thing for students older, like middle school and high school students mm-hmm. who just want to be a little bit quicker or who want to audition for things and just have a little bit more experience and build their self-esteem on what they're really capable of doing
it does,
on the fly.
Such an imagination fostering thing.
Exactly, exactly. And then Gloria is also offering a couple of new workshops. They're two-day workshops. One is on Commedia dell'arte, which is Italian theater. And so that's new. And then also A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is kind of bringing Shakespeare to making it understanding it, making it accessible so that it means something when you're performing.
You know,
you learn it and you're like, oh, I'm not just reciting the words.
That should be a requirement in every school across America, don't you think?
The way she teaches it, they finally go, oh, I get it now.
Exactly.
And so that's another new two-day workshop that she's doing. And then our new theater chair, Bev Redman, she is teaching two classes this summer too. And these are later in the summer, in July and in early August. So, because we've got things going from as soon as school is out through, almost the week before school starts again. So there's things going on. And these are later in the summer. She's teaching one on healthy voice techniques, which is not just singing, but also for the stage. You know, vocal anatomy, your range and dynamics and, things like that. And that's a Monday through Friday, class for 2 hours every day, how to work with your voice.
It's very useful for everyday things too, in certain situations.
How to use your voice so you don't abuse it or you don't hurt it. Because so many times a new actor will get on stage and they end up with laryngitis because they don't know how to use their vocal cord. They don't know how to use their voice. They don't know the proper breathing
techniques. And then they tell you on stage, you have to project. Well, all of a sudden you start to yell.
Right.
All the time.
Not the same thing.
Not the same.
Right. Yeah. And then she's also teaching an audition workshop, which is really wonderful for kids who want to try out for a school show, but maybe they're a little bit scared or they think, I need to just develop the skill a little bit more. I need to have some self-confidence. So that workshop, which is a three-day workshop, just before, it's August 3rd through 5th. So it's just before school starts again. I can't believe school starts.
They
get a little more prepared for trying out for the fall play and say, okay, what
get a little leg up. That never hurts.
Exactly. So, that's going on as well. And then we have our art classes.
Art. Oh,
yeah.
So much, I'm sure, that's included there.
It is. And again, this is for all ages. We have younger classes taught by Morgan McLarnon, who's a recent IPFW art education grad. And kids just love her. They keep coming back to her classes. So she changes them up each time she offers them. We have a Saturday class going on in printmaking for kids. And so, they're just using all kinds of different things to learn how to transfer ink to paper and other objects. And that one's going to go on Saturdays in June. Starting in June. And then for younger kids, we also have a drawing workshop that Morgan is teaching, and that one is a Monday through Friday. And they're going to learn all kinds of different drawing with different media. And then she also has a 3D art class that she's offering.
Oh, that's interesting.
Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're going to, work with air dry clay, and they're going to work with styrofoam and plastic and foil and, make three or four different projects that they can take home. So those are our younger ones. But the thing that I think is really great about our art program is we have offered a lot of art classes for older students, which are sometimes harder to find things for your middle school through high school student. And because they are in our visual arts building, they're actually in our kind of world class facility. What is it like for the older student to be on a campus, with instruction on a college campus? And so these are a little higher level from our instructors who teach our university students throughout the year too. We have a Raku ceramics class that's going on this summer. You'd describe it as a fast fire ceramic technique. It's Japanese. And it's fascinating to kids, and they do it over two sessions. And then there are also, there's hand art, like that drawing. There's a drawing workshop for older students where they will, do things like portraits and, a little more traditional drawing. And then there is a manga class too, and another, I don't know, that's Japanese style anime.
Yeah.
So they will do hand drawing in that. And then if they've got time, they'll also learn, they'll digitize it and learn how to, make their own books.
Very good.
And things like that. And then drawing the superhero. So kind of in conjunction with anime, it's like, how do you draw your own?
Well, sure. And you're hitting the kids right where their interests are at that at that point.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then we also have some digital media art classes because the kids, they love Photoshop. They love Illustrator. So they can come in and there are two different sessions, kind of a beginning and an intermediate ones of those. Mm-hmm. So they could take both classes and, kind of learn some tips and tricks of the trade with that. And there's also then digital classes for animation and special effects. So they can learn, from an instructor who's been doing that for years, how to, make your own movie, and put special effects into your different animated, little shorts, if you will.
Green screen effects.
Right.
So if your kid is sitting at home in front of your home computer, and they love that kind of thing, they can come and sit in front of our computers in our labs and actually learn
that.
That they can, maybe put into effect when they go back to school in the fall if they're making movies or, music videos or whatever.
And again, it helps them on the road to college too, to figure out, I thought I would love anime, but not so much. I think I'd rather try this down
and
the road.
I think the nice thing with all of these camps is that they set foot on a college campus. So when they get to that point in their lives and their educational journey that it's time to go to college, they've had that experience and it's not as intimidating.
Exactly.
They can manage it well because they've been on the campus, they've been in classes with faculty and with instructors, and it
may not be so scary.
It's not so
when
big.
Exactly. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about even more camps that are available this summer out at IPFW. And we'll do that next on Fort Wayne Feedback. Welcome back to the second half of Fort Wayne Feedback. And we're talking today with Maggie Hunter and Melinda Haynes about summer camps through IPFW. And why don't we, at this point in the show, give that web address one more time. And then we'll hit it again at the end of the show, so people know that they can look any of these camps up at any time, because they are happening throughout the summer.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, so the best starting point is to go to www.ipfw.edu/summercamps, all one word. And then if you go to that summer camps page, you will find links to everything that we are talking about.
Nice.
It links you to every camp that is offered on the campus this summer.
So Maggie, what are some of the other ones then?
Wow.
I mean, because we've talked about the arts and the athletics, but we've got, more academic camps as well.
Yeah, I'm going to start out with our reading camps. Mm-hmm. And there are two of them, and we are in partnership with a couple of them. One of them is with the Institute of Reading Development that we partner with. And it actually is a children's reading program for ages kindergarten through 12th grade, and also adults, if that's something that they would like to go into. So it just helps develop it helps develop their skills. That provides increased fluency and comprehension.
Nice.
So that when they're reading, there are techniques and there are actual things that they can do where they have better comprehension. Mm-hmm. They can read better and things like that. So that's through through us, but it's also in partnership with the Institute of Reading Development.
Mm-hmm.
And those go from June to July.
Okay.
Beginning of June, July. And it's usually, these are a little different because they're Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Oh, that's interesting.
So they do it on the weekends, and they have found that works for works well with a lot of folks. So we've been doing it now for a number of years, and it's quite successful.
So very nice.
Very excited about that partnership. The other partnership that we have is with the Appleseed Writing Project.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it both for the elementary school, and we also have it for middle school. Now, the elementary is for kids who are entering grades 4, 5, or 6 by the fall of 2015. And those basically is they do a lot of different activities, a very collaborative and supportive environment, So they'll choose a topic. They lead into sustained writing time. They do revision, editing, publishing. So it really is gets them into what the structure and the mechanics of writing are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find being in continuing studies, we find that we get organizations who call us and say, we are looking for someone to help us develop a class in our organization for business writing.
Mm.
So it's going back to the basics. Mm-hmm. And if children understand what that is at this level, when they get into college, they'll be much more successful in their writing. And of course, when they get into business, that's all you do. You write emails, you write proposals,
that's true.
Et cetera, et cetera. So this is a really good starting point mm-hmm. for those mechanics as far as editing, publishing, sharing, have a better understanding of what the writing process is.
Mm-hmm.
And the elementary camp, that runs June 15th through the 26th, and that's Monday through Friday.
Okay.
And then the middle school camp with the Appleseed Writing Project is for those students who are entering grades 7th, 8th, or 9th in the fall of 2015.
Okay.
And basically the same thing, except they go into a little more deeper. So they'll do things with poetry, narratives, short fiction, how to cover things, to critique, how to revise your critique, how to publish finished projects. So there is a lot of writing involved, but it's also learning those, as I said earlier, those mechanics, and then just, you know, going from there.
Very nice.
Okay? Now, our business boot camp, this is new this year, and it's in partnership with the Domer School of Business at mm-hmm. IPFW, and we're very excited about it. And I know the program coordinator, Susan Byers, is just like off the wall with it. She's just so excited. And this camp is for those students who are entering 10th, 11th, and 12th grade in the fall. And basically what they're going to be doing in this boot camp, it starts in July. It's the middle of July, but it's only 3 days, Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday, and Thursday. But they will have the opportunity not only to learn about business and what it's like to be a business professional, but they'll also find out the different areas of business. If you wanted to get, if you're focused on getting going into business and you want to get a business degree, it's not just business. There are so many factions into business that you can go into. So they're
marketing,
going to be going
HR,
all kinds of things.
Right? Okay.
OLS. So a lot of that, they're giving them a taste of
nice.
What it is to be a future professional
mm-hmm.
in the business world. And the nice thing about this is they planning on visiting the Northeast Indiana Innovation Center, an accounting firm, a local accounting firm, a bank. They have other businesses that they are planning to visit. They're going to have CEOs coming to talk with the students about business and what it's like in those particular areas and fields. They will actually do an impromptu business plan. You know, what does that mean when you have a business plan and they're going to be going into competition with that? And there's going to be various speakers,
mm-hmm.
not only our faculty, who are business faculty, but also folks from, as I said, from the community. And so they'll learn about entrepreneurship, accounting, supply chain management, international business, all of that. So if there's a student out there who is going into 10th, 11th, 12th grade,
mm-hmm.
who wants to know more about business and be influential in business, this is a great opportunity for them to
definitely
get their feet wet.
Yeah. Okay. And especially, again, in that university setting.
In that university where, setting.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, the really nice thing about it is it is in partnership with our Domer School of
mm-hmm.
Business. And Mike Eikenberry, who is our dean, is just like very excited about this. So, the next one I'm going to talk about is our math and science camp and our physics camps. And that's all starts
yeah.
with the big STEM, you know, the STEM.
And that stands for, by the way,
science, technology, engineering, and math.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I got it right.
And,
and we like to call it STEAM over in our college.
Yes.
Because of the art.
A, we had AIM, you know, at the arts
uh-huh.
for the A. Yeah.
A. Yep.
So STEAM.
I've heard both. And
yep.
I've heard both. And I think that's a really neat acronym because, mm-hmm. You know, there's been so much emphasis, especially here in the state of Indiana,
mm-hmm.
on technology and boosting our jobs and our mm-hmm. Opportunities. Through technology, manufacturing, science, that kind of thing.
Well,
and
there's an initiative for, you know, STEM to mm-hmm. get that more incorporated into the schools and into the colleges and things like that mm-hmm. because they are looking for, there are careers in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we want to be on that cutting edge.
Sure.
Of what's happening. In our physics department, they are offering a math and science camp, and that's for students ages 11 through 13. And this is a hands-on science and minds-on problem solving. That's how they mm-hmm. put it. Hands-on science and minds-on problem solving. And they do a variety of different activities. So they've done hot air balloons, buoyancy investigation, robots, column strength, chemistry, optics, all kinds of things. And the students who have gone through this in the past love it. And it is extremely popular, and it's led by our university professors and some of our middle and high school teachers within the area. And this one, it goes July 20th through the 23rd, so again, it's 4 days. And it's just a plethora, I love that word, plethora of activity mm-hmm. for the students. So that's, again, our math and science camp for students ages 11 through 13. And then we have our physics exploration camp, and this is for ages 14 through 16. And the nice thing about this is that students actually learn about experimental physics. So they'll learn things that are related, and they'll perform experiments related to astronomy, laser physics, quantum optics, surface science, which is nanotechnology.
I didn't even know sub-science things. Yeah. I didn't even know they existed, let
right.
alone.
And they actually will work in the research laboratories with the faculty scientists and the senior physics majors, which makes this unique mm-hmm. as far as a science camp, or as they said, physics exploration. So those students, 14 to 16, who really have a passion mm-hmm. for physics, this would be a great match, because it's almost one-on-one working with the faculty professors
nice.
And also the senior science mm-hmm. physics majors. And they really delve into a lot of this stuff. So it really is a lot of fun, and they enjoy it. So those are our math and science and physics camps.
Okay.
Now the last one I'm going to talk about okay. is for our engineering, technology, mm-hmm. and computer science. And right now they have two camps available. One is called ACT Adventures in Computing for Teens. Now, this is going to introduce students to programming principles through the use of a software system called ALICE, and it's a free software. So students can download it on their own computer, use it to design and animate 3D virtual worlds of their own creation. So ALICE can be used, this particular software can be used to create video games or any type of storytelling game mm-hmm. or storytelling purpose.
Well, I think a bunch of ears just perked up on
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. what will happen is the students actually will create, plan, and program the software so that the characters and actions from their imagination are brought to life in their animation,
yeah.
which is really neat to see. And they work on their own projects, and it's a week-long camp, and this is July 6th through the 10th, and it's for grades 8 through 12. Students going into 8th
okay.
through 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll work on their own projects, and they do awards at the end of the camps, and then a variety of skills and achievements that they have mm-hmm. earned within that week of camp. Then there's one called Battle of the Bots.
That sounds fun.
Battle of the Bots, and this is June the 22nd through the 26th, again, for those students entering 8th through 12th grade. And students actually will learn how to build a robot, learn how to program the robot for wireless actions, and also practice maneuvering the robot through the use of controls, mm-hmm. hand controls. So participants actually will work in teams, and they can either, they have two options. They can either choose a robot design and programming, or they can either choose a robot design or programming
gotcha.
That robot.
Okay.
And they use programming through VEX or EV3 mm-hmm. software. Again, an experienced engineer, along with an IPFW faculty member in the electrical and computer engineering departments, will work with the students
okay.
on these robots. So again, there's that the use of faculty and engineers in the software, or engineers mm-hmm. within the community, working with students on building a bot or programming a bot, which is kind of cool.
And I like what you said too. You know, it can be for someone who is actually planning a career in those fields, or maybe you've just had an interest for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a great way to just stick your feet in the water, right. Stick your toes in the water for a minute and find out.
Well, and you know, with especially too with our art and drama things, sometimes a student doesn't have the opportunity in school to take the art class that they wanted or to take that extra drama class. Or,
oh, that's a good
you
point.
Know, to do something. And so this is a kind of a very low risk way of saying, would I like it? You know,
yeah, and if not,
do, like mm-hmm. and sometimes they don't. No, and that's all right, too, because then it's an opportunity to but, try it out.
Right. And if you do, then you can obviously find out more ways in which you can pursue that particular line,
exactly.
too. Okay. We're out of time already.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Unbelievable.
I was going to say with the bot camp, they're actually going to do an Olympic style robot event where each team robot battles for awards.
Ooh, battles for supremacy.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of interesting and fascinating camps that are happening
all summer long.
All summer.
Can we get that web address one more time?
Sure. Yeah.
www.ipfw.edu/summercamps.
Thank you guys for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're definitely
going
to have you. I know that was fun. We're going to have you back. We've been talking with Melinda Haynes and Maggie Hunter with IPFW, and I'm Carrie Wellman thanking you for joining us today on Fort Wayne Feedback.
The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of this station or Sarkis Tarzian Incorporated. Tune in again next week for another edition of Fort Wayne Feedback.